Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomew.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
And welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Hollow Knight Silksong is officially delayed, Pokemon developers Game Freak announce a new samurai game, and Fortnite becomes an Olympic sport. Here is the news for Sunday, 14th of May. Let's go!
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
It's been a really long time since we've had an official Hollow Knight Silksong update, and here it is, the game is delayed. Matthew Griffin, who's involved with the marketing and publishing of the game, revealed it was originally planned for release in the first half of 2023, but unfortunately has been pushed back. He said they want to make the game as best they can, and they're excited with how it's looking at the moment. More details will be revealed closer to release, so hopefully, because it was originally penciled in for the beginning of 2023, we might see it towards the end.
Silksong was originally planned to be DLC for the first game, but it's clear that it's become much more than Team Cherry first expected. I've said it once, and I'll say it again, take as much time as you need. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom launched this week to massive critical acclaim, to the relief of, I'd say, almost everyone who has been waiting patiently for this sequel. In fact, it's the highest rated game on OpenCritic, with a 100% recommendation rate, just beating the previous Switch record holder Super Mario Odyssey, with Breath of the Wild sitting in third. It's a point ahead of Red Dead Redemption 2 and two ahead of last year's Smash Elden Ring.
We've been playing Tears of the Kingdom since launch, and wow, what an impressive and fun follow-up that recaptures that feeling of exploring Hyrule for the first time. Definitely keep your eye out on sifter.com.au for our review this week. Game Freak is working on a new game, and this time you won't be catching monsters. The studio is teaming up with publisher Private Division for their first attempt at an action-adventure AAA title. It's called Project Bloom and seems to be a samurai-inspired game, going off from what we've seen in the concept art. It's confirmed to be in early development and is expected to launch sometime between 2025 and 2026, so that's a few more years until then.
Game Freak might be mostly known as the Pokemon developer, but over the years they've made some really great games like platformer Tembo the Badass Elephant, seriously, look up some gameplay for this one, and the card-based horse racing game Pocket Card Jockey, which you can play on Apple Arcade. This week, we learned more about the long-running gender discrimination cases at Activision and Riot Games. More than 1,500 women at these companies will receive a settlement, which is a huge number of people to be impacted. Hundreds of staff opted into the Activision Blizzard class action dispute, which covered incidents from as early as September 2016.
Activision will distribute almost all the $18 million to claimants, with the remaining funds donated to non-profit organization Reboot Representation, which aims to close the gender gap for underrepresented women of color in tech. Hopefully this prompts an industry-wide change with better, safer conditions for everyone to make the games we love. The 2023 Olympic Esports Series has officially welcomed Fortnite into its lineup, but it's not the standard battle royale millions of players enjoy. The International Olympic Committee announced Fortnite will be the game of choice for the new sports shooting category. 12 pro players from the Fortnite Champions Series will compete on a specially designed Fortnite creative island that mirrors sports shooting competitions, testing their target aiming accuracy.
Despite that pretty major shakeup, especially when compared to how esports tend to run things, it's an interesting insight into how the IOC is integrating traditional sports with digital entertainment. If you want to check out the competition, the Olympic Esports Series runs from June 22nd to the 25th, with the Fortnite event scheduled for June 24th.
That's it for the big headlines. Here's what's coming out this week.
Step into the role of an ethereal dog in humanity, a puzzle action game where you guide massive crowds of humans through a mix of brain teasers, fight sequences, and boss fights. This game looks super weird and really fun, and also has a user-generated content and stage creation feature. That's out on PC and PlayStation on the 16th.
Another interesting puzzle game out on the 16th is Tin Hearts. Developed by some of the team behind Fable, this beautifully animated, narrative-driven puzzle adventure has you guiding tin soldiers through a magical toy world. With over 50 levels, you'll solve puzzles, manipulate objects, and control time. Tin Hearts is coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox this Tuesday.
Out on the 17th is a game I'm super excited to try out, Starship Troopers Extermination. It's a co-op shooter where up to 16 players do their part for humanity by squashing insectoid alien scum. It looks awesome, and those movies are awesome, and I really hope this is good. We'll find out when it comes to PC on Wednesday.
Iron Future is a post-apocalyptic survival sim where you carve out a place in the end of the world at the top of a flooded skyscraper. It's described as a cozy post-apocalypse, so it's the end of the world as you know it, but you feel fine. That's in early access on PC on the 18th.
Looking to build a career on the track? LEGO 2K Drive arrives this week, where you'll build cars and race across a massive land with all that signature LEGO humor. That's out on PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and PC on the 19th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Kyle Puletto. Thank you so much for listening.
We know you love our podcast, so why not become a monthly backer on Ko-Fi? Your support lets us keep making our show, so why not show the love and sign up to be our monthly backer? It's easy. Head to sifter.com.au/support, where support starts from just $1 a month. That address again is sifter.com.au/support.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, myself, Daniel Ang, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer who edited this episode, and Gianni DiGiovanni is our executive producer.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune. And thanks to both Audio Technica Australia and Omni Studio for their support of Sifter's 3 podcasts.
Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.